Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name's Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi, yes, I'm just calling because I noticed a two charges that came out on my credit card that I don't think are for me.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to look into it. Give me one brief moment. Let's check into it. First and last name along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Sure. First name is Lucille. Last name is Breed. And the billing address is 7132 Weathered Oak Lane in Rockford, Illinois.
Thank you for that information, Ms. Breed. So, yes, ma'am, reviewing the account shows that there was a Dyson vacuum that was entered into. A contest for that? Do you recall entering that contest?
No.
Okay.
Wait, this is for Peak Fitness Machine? Is that what it is? That's what's coming out on the bill. And then it has the phone number. And are you in Nebraska?
I'm sorry?
So this is coming out as a Peak Fit routine?
Okay, so it may appear as a Peak Fit routine because they do sell other products, but, you know, just trying to get a better understanding because someone in your household possibly entered a contest or received something within the email expressing that they won a Dyson vacuum.
Okay, gotcha. No.
Okay.
So this account is for my mom, and she's 79 years old, and I'm just, you know, it's her account that she uses that we pay bills off of. So I had two of these pop out.
So this is someone else's account?
It's my mom's, yeah.
Do you have your mother around?
Yep, she's standing right here beside me.
Okay, just, you know, to confirm, can I have her consent to speak with you on the behalf of the account?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm sorry. We should have done that first. Here you go.
Oh, yeah, right.
Here she is. Her name is Lucille.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Miss Lucille. I just needed your consent to speak on the behalf of your account with your daughter.
Yes. Yes. Completely.
Right. No problem.
Okay.
And,
thank you.
No problem.
Do you want to go back to my daughter?
Yes, but just to be sure, do you recall entering a contest to win a free Dyson vacuum?
Yes.
Okay.
I did do that.
Yes, ma'am. So just letting you, well, you can give it back to your daughter. It doesn't matter if you want to finish it or her. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yes, but I did enter that and...
Okay, yes, ma'am. So just to let you know, within you entering that contest, it also did express within terms conditions that you will be automatically subscribed to a ByteHub app that provides recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings. So I am, we can reduce the price down to $20 a month if you would like to continue.
No.
Okay, and regarding the charge.
I didn't understand. I didn't understand that last part of it.
Okay,
you know?
No problem.
I'm going to hand it back to her. Okay.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, I apologize. Apparently, she did. How do we get out of this?
So, yes, ma'am, as I was expressing to her, just letting you know, we can go ahead and cancel the account as she just declined that she wished not to continue. Now, regarding the charge on the account, since she did, make the purchase, we are
she
able to
provide. She actually did do it.
Yes, ma'am, we are able to provide you a 50% refund regarding the charge.
Okay.
There will be
an
email. No problem. There will be an email confirming the cancellation and also the process of the refund within the next 24 to 48 hours. And do allow the bank 3 to 5 business days to release the funds back into the account. I have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Yep, I got it. Go ahead.
That's going to be C as in Charlie. Then that's going to be 920.
Okay.
332.
Okay.
867.
Okay. And will this take care of both of the charges then? Because there was one, let's see, there was one on 1227 and there was one on 1128.
The 1128 one, since that is a very old charge, we are able to do a 35% refund regarding that one.
Okay, that would be fine.
Yes, ma'am. So, once again, 3 to 5 business days for both charges to fall back into the account. 24 to 48 hours for that email. I do appreciate you for calling customer service.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, did I provide you the cancellation number?
Yeah, that's the C920332867.
That is correct.
Okay. All right, thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks for calling customer service. You enjoy your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.